Well, hey, you made it. David here.
Vern here. Welcome to the GIST Podcast.
If this is your first time listening, then thanks for coming.
The GIST Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, mostly ours. Show notes for every episode are found at thegistpodcast.com.
Come back often? Feel free to add the GIST Podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. You can also follow David and I on Facebook at The GIST.
All links are in the show notes. Let's start the show.
That's a good idea.
Okay. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the GIST Podcast. This is episode 8.
Welcome, welcome. We're going to do a nice and short and sweet and impactful episode today.
Yeah, we're still formulating structures and all that fun stuff, so we're going to get right down to business today.
Yep.
David created that beforehand.
And you were just about to say something.
Well, I had a friend who called me out of the blue last night, and we had a really long, interesting conversation. And one of the things that he said to me that really stuck was, he said, "You're a very complex thing." Like, you as in a human being. He's like, "You're a very complex thing." And he's like, "I get really nervous about people who kind of dabble in things." Is it dabble or dabble?
Dabble.
Dabble in things, you know, a little bit here, a little bit there, or they scratch the surface on certain information. And then they go out and about training people or coaching people on those types of things. He said, "Be very, very careful," or mindful is a better word. "Pay attention to who you let program you."
Hmm.
And that word program has been floating around a lot lately.
It's everywhere.
And at the end of the day, if you look at the brain or in the whole body and how everything works, all we are is a whole shitload of micro programs, right? And that's what it is. You can totally, we're all programmed and you can reprogram. So is
that was a bit of a truth bomb there. It got dropped.
Yeah, for sure.
So there is, it's all in the company you keep, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And I also am getting reminded, I'm having little reminders show up that who I'm around, my immediate network, has a direct influence on my state.
Mentally, hands down.
Physically, emotionally, whatever it is, you can pull it. You can pull a commonality between everybody else that's in your closest network.
Mm-hmm.
And then of course make myself. I have so many stories that show up over. I'm not doing enough to have the right people in my world. It's funny how it just automatically goes that way.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about your week, because I feel like I feel scattered. I've done a lot,
mm-hmm.
and I feel scattered, stretched. Might even be another term for it.
Sure.
And I'm curious how your week's been.
Yeah. First of all, I want to acknowledge something that kind of struck me last night. Just so everyone knows for context, myself, David, I think I mentioned this before, myself, David, Maya, who is David's wife, my wife, Crystal, and our mutual friend, Aisha, we all have a WhatsApp group. And it's cool because sometimes there's conversations in that WhatsApp group that are funny. There's some that are like touchy-feely, like, "Oh, love you guys," or "Last night was great and thanks for listening," and whatever. And sometimes the conversations are like, "Hey, I have this thing and I need help with this," or "I have this. Does anybody have that?" And I just got really present last night. I was like, wow. I was like, this is super cool. Because there was a bunch of conversation going on that I wasn't involved in, but it was about the girls. We're talking about different things and this and that.
Some events.
Yeah. And I'm like, we have a community. And I was like, wow. Like, we have people that care about us and that we support and that support us. And we can ask for things and there's no judgment. And it's like this tight-knit group that I would say is really, especially over the summer, is really developed and is starting to take on kind of a different life. And it's just really cool. And I got present to that last night because we all have our own individual dynamic amongst each other. And then there's one of, you know, the marriages and relationships in the group. And then there's like the dynamic of the group, right?
Yeah, so everyone when they're all together.
It's all these different relationships. And then there's a singular relationship, right? Mm-hmm. It's really cool. Anyway, that was just a sidebar that I wanted to mention. Regarding my week, I have these like buzzwords in my head. Like it was actually fantastic. To put it plainly, I had a really great week. I had a very effective week. I made some really good connections. I took some bold actions, and it made a difference. So I'd be happy to add context around some of that.
I would love to hear a little bit.
I guess that's a little bit like. A little fluffy. It's just like the little things, you know. Like I really focused on preparation this week, and for me, the preparation when it comes down to things like literally having a belt, socks, underwear, pressed pants, and a button down ready to go with an undershirt. That might not seem like a big deal. However, for example, Thursday, I had a breakfast meeting at 7:30, pretty close to my house. And almost always I'm late. Almost always, consistently, I'm getting there at between 7:35 and 7:45, like always. And it's kind of a running joke in the group. And I can deal with it, and it's extremely fucking annoying because I'm 100% responsible for that. And so what I did differently was I had all my, like, my bag prepared, like my binder and my bag and everything that I needed for the day. And I had my clothes and everything prepped and ready to go. Like I knew what I was wearing. So, cause I thought to myself, you know, cause I had this little moment where I was like, no, it's no big deal. There's my clothes. I'll just go and throw them in the wrinkle care in the morning in the dryer and I'll have a shower and I'll come down and get them. And then I was like, wait a minute. I was like, wow, that's occurs to me as super familiar. Mm. Like that's how I do things, right? Like, oh, then I got to go here and then I got to do that. And then all of a sudden you're like in a heightened state. You're like flustered, even though you might not even realize it because it's so fucking common. You're so used to it. And I was like, no, I don't, that's not what I'm committed to. So I was like, no, I'm just going to do this now. So I got everything ready to go. And I was like, what happens if I sleep in a little bit? Then all of a sudden my clothes are wrinkly and I'm really pissed off.
Yeah,
and I'm behind the eight ball. Yeah. And I don't want to show up with wrinkly clothes. So that's not going to happen. So I was like, no, I'm going to do that now. And that little action, like it just gave me this throughout the rest of the night. It gave me this like sense of calmness and this sense of like just relaxation, I guess. And then when I woke up in the morning, it was super smooth and everything was ready to go. And I took a shower and did what I had to do. And then I think I even ate. Which that early in the morning is not usually doesn't happen because I'm in a rush, right? And then I showed up in my meeting and I was like, it wasn't the first one there. There's other people there, but I showed up at like 7:25 or 7:20 and everyone's like, whoa, did the meeting start already? We're like, what's going on here? Like everyone's making, of course they're making jokes about that. And I thought it was funny, but I said, no, I'm all about surprises. So, right.
Surprise.
And yeah, I've really been paying attention this week to the little things. There's like throughout the week, same type of activity, preparing and doing everything I can the night before or the day of, instead of those micro procrastinations that I have a tendency to do. Like, oh yeah, I'll finish filling out that paperwork later, or I'll scan that and email that in a bit. Now I get that, you know, there's time and a place for certain things. You can't get distracted with all those little behaviors and activities. I'm talking about in times where it could be done. Where there is space, I'll just not do it because something else is more important. And then those things that I need to clean up will then be the things that take me out and get me flustered later. So I'm paying attention to those little things. And when I get them done, I just feel satisfied. I feel powerful. It's like, oh, and I feel prepared, right? And that is a new and uncomfortable thing, and I'm liking it.
Nice.
Yeah, so, and then one more, actually I could go into this later, I guess, but just about behavior, presence, like awareness, authenticity. It's been making a big difference.
My state in the moment right now is definitely I'm present to you and here. I'm not like distracted in my mind, although there is a little bit of that kind of showing up.
Sure.
There's a shortness to it. It's like, I just want to get it over with.
Mm.
Get to the point of it.
So me rambling on is not working for you.
that would definitely add to it. But just life in general has been like showing up for me that way.
Mm.
Just get to the fucking point already, because this hustle and grind is getting old for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in those moments where I know I'm able to make the biggest difference for myself in whatever I decide to do next. This is something that I'm really present to. Because what I would normally do is find something else to get to do, to complete.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a parallel to what you just described. The fulfilling feeling that comes out of doing those little things that really make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
I am left unfulfilled in doing all those little things that I know make a difference because they're not going fast enough. It's still, even though it makes a difference, I don't see it until, I don't even know when. Like, I don't see it until maybe 2-3 months down the road. And when that little thing that I did is long gone, forgotten, it's off my radar. I didn't even realize that that little thing had this thing show up.
Right.
Whether it's a new business opportunity or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm feeling a bit burnt out.
Yeah. Got it. So what shows up for me when I hear you say that? Because obviously we do have different ways of being, different behaviors, different addictions, all that kind of stuff. So then for me, the preparation, the foresight, the planning, the having things organized and counted and measured and all that kind of stuff is not something I typically do.
Yeah.
And it's something that I avoid. And when I take it on, it gives me a level of freedom and satisfaction, which is, I think that's the definition of irony. But yeah, it's interesting because what I avoid is like one of the secrets to my freedom. So to put it back in your court, rather than just doing preparation and those kinds of things, because they come a little bit more naturally to you, you mentioned being burnt out. I would look at what is it that you're not doing that you don't give yourself permission to do, or things that you know you need to do that you're not doing. And I would assert that self-care is in there somewhere, some type of relaxation, recharge, quiet, you know, minimize the stimulation, the noise. I don't know if that's something.
Yeah, it is something. And I don't know if I've found what that is for me, because a lot of those things show up as
a waste of time, or
yeah, like you're not moving forward. I gotta fucking do this now. Like I gotta recharge. What does that even mean? And so I'm off in my own little world again about the effectiveness of this said recharge given state of the nation. And so there is no recharge because I'm right back in it again.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. No, and it, you know what the funny thing is it literally is exactly what you said earlier. I think you called it a parallel, where I do the same thing, where I'll look at, like, the fuck's the difference going to be
if I,
you know, document what I did today? Like, why does that matter? Or if I look at tomorrow and I make sure that I've got time and space in between my events, or if I look at tomorrow and, you know, go and pull out the files that I need to get, or to get ready, or if I get my clothes ready and things like that, because this is really interesting, because the opposite's occurring for me. I'm thinking in my head, I just want to chill out. I just want to relax. So do you see how that's like? So for me, all of a sudden I'll do those activities, and my chilling out and my relaxation is then more fulfilling.
Right.
Because if I avoid those things, then I chill out and relax. It's like, I might not be thinking, oh, I got to do all that stuff, but there's still shit running in the background. And I'm not present to my quote chill time. I'm not even present. I'm just like, I'm still activated,
yep.
You know, but I'm sitting on the couch,
yep.
Or something like that, you know, or I'm in the kitchen chatting with my wife while she's doing something, but I'm still activated.
Yeah. I am finding it hard to not be active or have it activated. It's like on the minute I wake up, it just activates.
Mm.
And it's like 1,000 things a second are going in and out of my mind. And it's crazy. That's what it is.
So having had a conversation earlier before we start the podcast about my friend who's like in the psychology and whatnot, disclaimer, I'm not a psychologist and I don't even know if this is psychology. It's more of an inquiry. Is it possible that those thoughts and all that information superhighway that you're describing that you got going on, is it possible that that is a mechanism for, I don't know if I want to say avoidance or a distraction from something else that's actually more important or that you might not even be present to yet that you need to work on? Because if your mind is already full, there's no room for that other thing to show up, or there's no room for like possibility and creation because it's already full of other shit.
Yep. Yeah, totally. And I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
And I suspect I won't know what it is by the end of this podcast either.
You probably won't know what it is by the end of this podcast, but maybe just, this is something that's been working for me a lot. And I'm becoming more and more consistent. I think I've talked about this before too. It's that whole awareness in the moment that isn't that interesting idea. Like,
yeah.
Isn't that interesting that I've just got like a fucking million, as soon as I wake up, I've got a million thoughts flying around in my brain. And just, you know.
I need to have, isn't that interesting, like tattooed to my hand or something. Every time I look at it, I'd be like, isn't that interesting?
Yeah, what's interesting in the moment? You know, try that on and say to yourself, like, isn't it interesting? Because then what happens, this is what happens for me. I'll say, wow, isn't it interesting that I'm forcing a conversation right now with this person I just met, and I'm forcing a connection here, and I'm not feeling one. Like, isn't that interesting? Like, where's that coming from? What's that about? And it's almost like, it's so strange because I'm just sitting here as one person, but it's almost like all of a sudden, like the real me or my true self or my authentic self is all of a sudden just looking at this character and being like, yeah, like what's that about? And then I'm no longer in it. I'm now like observing it, and then it dissipates. And then I get present to like, oh, I could just be here and let things happen organically, or get present to things that really matter to me, or ask them something that really matters to them versus whatever the fuck it is that I'm doing over here. Do you know what I mean? And then that literal scenario has actually happened. And all of a sudden it's like, instead of a jumbled mess, it's like a flowing river, you know?
Yeah. It starts to have a channel gets created to redirect whatever isn't serving you.
Yeah.
Away from you.
That's right. The machinery's running the show, and then all of a sudden that kind of gets turned off, and then there's room for
and you get tapped into something bigger than yourself.
Exactly.
So the question, while you might think, while I might think, I'm asking myself of, I'm technically asking, I'm tapping into my subconscious, I'm tapping into something bigger than me to be able to channel something that I'm not aware of or not present to or don't even realize.
Yeah, like my question, not to get too deep into this stuff, but it's like, what is actually going on with like the internal dialogue and consciousness itself? It's like, who is it or what is it that is asking that question. Like, what's this about? And then who is it or what is it that's observing that behavior? And what the fuck is that behavior? Like, what is that?
I'm seeing a theme coming out of this, and that is, what are we doing that allows a genuine degree of independent thought show up versus the automatic nature that it typically is? Because there is no independent thought in the automaticness of the urgency and the necessity to implement, execute, do, to do, all of that stuff, right? And the stepping outside of that is actually nurturing independent thought.
And I think it's also probably right along with that is patience.
Oh man.
It's almost, I've been looking at this and thinking about it for a while, and we've talked about it a few times over the last couple of weeks. I really don't think, at least in North America, 99.9% of people even have a conscious awareness of what patience actually is.
Yeah, patience in our world is, okay, I've waited 10 seconds instead
of
five.
It's like, all right, okay, let's go. You know, so like, for example, sitting in quiet. I tried that, didn't work.
I totally saw the picture of maybe it lasting about a minute, maybe pushing a minute.
Well, the thing is, I would challenge you on that and say it'll last about 3 seconds.
Yeah, probably.
And the reason, what I mean by that
generous.
Is. Yeah, yeah. What I mean by that is like try this whole thing where you sit and try to just think about nothing. Try to just think about your breathing and watch how quickly you get pulled.
It's almost immediate.
Yeah. And then you got to bring it back. And then you got to bring it back. And it's like that creates awareness slowly and slowly. And then eventually you just get, you're building the muscle. You're getting stronger and stronger at dealing with that discomfort. And then I think that's kind of like, because I certainly haven't developed mastery in this area, but that's where things start to show up that you're just not you can't even be present to the things that could show up because they come from don't know. They come from an area that you're just not aware of. Like things going on inside of our body, things going on inside of our mind, things going on inside of consciousness that we could potentially tap into and have breakthrough from nothing. And you could sit there and say like, well, how's that going to work or how's that going to serve me? I need to do something. And that's just the machinery.
So on the 20th, we're running a vision questing dream catching workshop.
I registered for that yesterday, and that is another action that I'm referring to. Mm. I was like, oh, I'm totally going to that, but I'm actually not going to that until I register.
That's right. Until that action is completed.
Yeah. And I registered, right? So
you're in for a treat. Everybody's in who's going is in for a treat. We have on the agenda, a very creative way of allowing ourselves to get out of our own way when trying to think about something that we don't even realize is available, right? Like the big picture, the future. And so to literally disrupt the mechanism, the program that is human being in order to now have it be distracted and allow now a true capacity for creativity to show and be available. And it is going to be uncomfortable.
Sweet.
So I'm actually looking forward to that.
That is, I think the creative and all that, that is the human being. We're human doings.
Well,
or we think we are. Human doing.
This is the other thing that I do not give myself a smidgen, is that a word? I'm pretty sure it's a word.
A smidge? Smidgen?
A smidge.
Yeah. Smidge, smidgen.
Of credit in what it really takes to create something from nothing.
Mm.
And what I, in fact, do on a daily basis, most days, I'm creating something from nothing for clients mostly, for ourselves internally, whatever the case may be. It happens so easily, I'm almost not present to it until I'm unable to create because something's put in its way that's blocking me that I don't even realize. And it's usually me that's put it there. How many of us are unable to do that, to really create, and how paralyzing it can be for people.
And when you're talking, just so that we have some context, I know that you can create anything, but what is it that you're referring to that you're creating?
Well, as a creative, I'm referring to doing a drawing, thinking of an idea, thinking up an idea, brainstorming an idea, having a blank page in front of you and filling it with something that now has an appearance of it was intentionally done this way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When in reality, it was just created in the moment.
Right. It all flows. It works. It ends up being something.
Yeah.
And looks like something. So that what you're talking about, I'm the type that I'm just like, if you gave me a blank piece of paper and all the fanciest markers in the world and said, Vern, create something.
Fuck. Oh, you're going to love what we're going to do with you guys.
I would just be, I remember when, I don't think we took it together, but when I was doing the self-expression and leadership program, the first time I took it, we had to do this like drawing.
Yeah,
like draw that map of the community.
That's right, your community map.
And I had a fucking full-on breakdown. I was like, fuck this. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing it. And I'm looking around the room and I'm walking around. I'm checking out everybody else's like, they're drawing, they're drawing like the shape of the province, and this person's drawing in this shape and that logo. Oh,
you'd have hated mine when you saw it.
Oh, I think I did see some of yours. Oh, did you have the big Inke Ochos sign on
one? It
was
the octopus.
Yeah, the octopus.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I've seen all these different ones, and I'm just like in a full-on breakdown. I'm like, why the fuck are we drawing something? I'm a grown-ass man. Why do I need pencil crayons? I'm annoyed. And it was funny because I got to go through those paces and just be like, that's totally like machinery. You're like, who cares what it even looks like? Where's that judgment coming from? Why can't I just create something?
Absolutely.
Why does it have to be as good or better or fit in with all the rest of these?
Yeah.
Why can't mine look like a 5-year-old did? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, why does that matter?
Yeah. And the trick, I don't know if we're derailing or what, it doesn't really matter.
This is a pretty abstract podcast, this episode, but.
Yeah, it's all good.
It's all good, man.
I can't remember what my point was now. When we allow ourselves the space to just create without any expectation, magic really does happen.
You're right.
Like it's satisfying.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a degree of fulfillment and there's purpose behind it. And it's not because you've now found your new direction as being an artist.
Yeah.
Necessarily. Maybe that does happen.
Sure.
But it's more just allowing you to tap into something.
But like consider that actually applies to every element of life. So like connecting with somebody else, what am I trying to do before? I'm trying to like figure out how to connect with this person and force a conversation and make a friend.
Mm. Yeah.
Versus just allowing without expectation. Allowing things to manifest, allowing a connection to grow, or, it could be the same thing in a client meeting, right? You have this intention. Maybe the person is like all wound up tight and I'm going to go in there and I'm going to close this deal. I'm going to do this thing, or I'm really going to make a difference or whatever they're thinking about. It's okay to have intention, but that's that whole committed versus attached thing. And like showing up with like a deep seated agenda and expectation. Because your brain is a predicting machine and we like have to know what's going to happen. So we like convinced ourselves this is how it's going to go. And then you go in there and things get derailed and then you're totally taken out.
Yeah.
And it bombs versus coming in and just being present with the person and like listening to what it is that they're up to and what they're dealing with. And then allowing that to like flow and grow the conversation.
A really good example of that was the beginning of the week. And this likely, was.
I love that.
was the catalyst for what set up my week.
Mm.
Now that I'm really thinking about it.
Sorry, so what day was this?
It would have been Monday. Monday?
Monday or Tuesday.
Tuesday. Coming off
the long weekend. Not that
would have been Tuesday then.
Yeah, sure.
It was a long weekend too. So I lost a day in anyways. Tangent.
Lost a day.
Yeah, anyways.
Interesting language, my friend.
Yeah. Anyways. So I sent a message to a prospect. Now, if I were to look at, okay, how am I going to frame this? I sent a message to a prospect requesting an action be done,
right.
i.e., let's get the ball rolling. And doing it in what I perceived as the intention was we want to make sure we create some momentum.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking to create something by the end of the year, and September is already here, and it's gonna pass pretty soon, right? So we don't get rocking and rolling. Now, it's probably not gonna happen. This is all internally, by the way.
Right.
I'm not having this conversation with anyone but myself. Completely justifying in the action that I took in writing the email the way I wrote it, which was perceived as aggressive.
Right.
And has now delayed all of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I am now at the mercy of what I thought was intention that had my clients' interests at best, you know, the interests of my clients.
Mm-hmm.
It was there, or so I said.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas really, it was just my...
Like, let's go. Let's get this going.
It was for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had my intentions. I was looking out for myself and making sure that this went in the direction that I knew it needed to go or had to go.
Right.
And was not sensitive to what was going on that side. Because it's evident that what they wanted to get done was important to them. And all the minutiae in between to actually have that happen, I'm not connected to, and probably never ever really will be. But it set the whole week in that with that type of hurried greed is the best way I can describe it right now. It's like my agenda this week, let's mm-hmm. get going, and not sensitive to what that now does on the other side of the conversation, of the interaction.
Mm-hmm.
I am sensitive to it, but I ignore it as well
mm-hmm.
because I'm justified in my action.
Yeah.
Listen, it had to be done for blah, 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 right? Totally right. Good reasons, or so I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was my week, man, was... I'm grateful, and there was some wins too. Don't get me wrong.
Sure,
yeah. I'm just hung up on it, and
on that particular thing.
On that particular thing, and a few other things where I would have shown up as dropping the ball, or not caring. Maybe a little bit of not caring this week. And then I get myself stuck in. I am judge, jury, and executioner for myself now in all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, I've acknowledged it, and now I'm sending myself to execution as well because you're bad and wrong for it. I'm not even looking at why necessarily. I'm not giving myself the space to have some critical thought and isn't that interesting type of conversation show up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even think that happened once this week.
Mm.
I don't feel like it did.
So is it safe to assume your week occurred to you as really fast?
Yep.
Mm.
Definitely.
Not that that's bad or whatever, but isn't that interesting? Like how you're just like, just motoring through everything and time speeds up.
Yeah, it does exactly what I need it to do.
Yeah. You want things to happen faster and they're not actually happening, but
things, time is happening faster.
Yeah, it occurs like things are going faster. It's really strange.
Yeah, so I digress.
Mm.
And,
not really. I mean, this is what we're here to do.
Well, and it could occur from, it is occurring for me as like kicking a dead horse, right? Yeah.
So. I'm glad you said it. No.
And this is for us. This is for me. I need to remind myself of it regularly because it sometimes the podcast is showing up as a thing that I'm doing for people out there, which is it's also part of it. But if I'm not able to get out whatever it is that's holding me back and preventing my own self, my higher self, from doing what it knows it needs to do in order to hit that objective that I'm committed to, then I'm lost. I'm truly lost. So this is a catalyst for myself to be able to put it on the table and let it go away.
You know what's interesting? Listening is an interesting thing.
God, it is an art.
Because I'm practicing. And I find that, like, when I really listen to someone, it's like, you know, when you're waiting, you know the difference between listening and waiting to talk, right? Like, you've experienced it.
I love it when I'm waiting to talk.
Yeah, it's so great, isn't it?
But not really.
But you've experienced both.
Both, absolutely.
And what I experience when I'm waiting to talk is, like, it's not even worth talking about. It's like, I totally didn't hear what you said, and it doesn't really matter because I've got something more important to say. Right? And when I'm listening, it's almost like my responses are being channeled. Like things come to me. Like things come
you're
to me.
You're getting tapped into your subconscious.
Yeah. And so what came to me when you were talking or sharing is what would happen? And wouldn't it be interesting in both of us to take on having conversation with the dialogue, with the voices, like making time for quiet, but asking yourself some questions instead of always trying
actually to asking yourself some questions.
Actually asking yourself some questions like, David, what is it that you really want? What is it that's eluding you? What is it that would create fulfillment? Right? And then just listen and be with yourself versus always trying to shut that off and quiet the machinery, because maybe we're doing good and bad by suppressing the voices that are not serving us and then also quieting that internal, whatever you want to call it, the shepherd, the leader, the Sherpei, what is it? Sherpa?
The Sherpa.
Yeah, like you're quieting.
Definitely on the Sherpei.
Sherpei? The dog, yeah. The Sherpa, you're quieting that internal coach that's there for you.
Well, it's your higher self.
Yeah, that higher self that wants to support you, and you're just saying, "Ah, shut up! I got this.
That's right.
I'm an independent man. I'm doing this thing.
That's right.
It's all just machinery.
And so it goes. He goes. She goes. All right.
Exactly. Fair enough.
Let me know how that goes for you.
Have at her. I'll be here when you get back.
And I won't say.
Yeah,
I told you so.
Yeah, you need to listen to me more. Yeah. So wouldn't that be interesting? And you know what? Try it on for 5 minutes.
I am going to try that on. I've listened, so I'm on my second round of listening to Outwitting the Devil.
Right.
Which is really, if I were to pull some of those pieces out, one of those is allowing a conversation that would not normally be normal to have, because you don't talk to yourself. Crazy people do that.
Or you don't listen to yourself.
Right. I mean, most of us likely don't listen to ourselves because we don't even hear that voice usually, the one that's really rallying for us in a corner.
Yeah, we listen to the bully.
Yeah. And we are collapsing them together.
Absolutely.
We well have said. It that it's one and the same.
Well said.
Which is it's not the case. Mm. And this is something that I am only now just. Like I pulled it back, you know, I'm pulling back what's on the other side, and it's just a sliver, it's a crack, and I'm just now starting to see it and appreciate it.
Mm.
Not even appreciate it, I'm just starting to see it. I don't know what I'm appreciating yet.
Mm.
It'd be arrogant for me to say I now appreciate it, because it's like I got it.
Yeah, right.
So I don't fucking got jack shit right now.
Yeah, totally.
At least in that context. I got a lot of stuff, but that ain't it.
And you're talking about internal, like, support.
I'm talking about allowing, yeah, my something, again, my higher self. There's a deeper, more profound connection to something that has been blocked and I have refused it.
Yeah.
Just cut it off.
It's that whole really abstract conversation about, you know, something being there, something that like, as Joe Dispenza puts it, is something that just loves you at a level that you can't even wrap your mind around. Like, something's beating your heart right now. And what the fuck is that? So if something's able to have all of this work, 70 trillion cells, doesn't that kind of tell you that there's got to be more power there somewhere that could be used for other good, other than just keeping us alive and existing? Like, there's got to be more to it than that, right? Has to be. I'm convinced anyway.
Yeah, me too. And it's a journey to find it. An adventure, even.
An adventure. Fair enough.
I think we call it here.
I'm down.
Because I think we call it. It was good. It was what was needed. And I hope the listeners, you out there, also got something that was needed for yourself and whatever it is that you're dealing with. And we're here for you.
I would say that there's a lot of themes here. And one of them that's coming to mind for me is slowing down. Like, really? Slowing down.
And understanding what that even means for you. Because in my world, slowing down is just going faster, slower. What? I know, it's fucked up. But I'm still going super fast, just a little slower. But I'm not actually slowing down to a pace where it would make the difference that it needs, that it should make, that it could make, because I'm still going too fast.
Yeah, like, for you, it would be allowing time to think and allowing things to come to you versus, like, because you're like a driver.
Versus finding it.
Yeah, you're just pushing it all the fucking time.
24/7, man.
Yeah.
24/7.
Yeah, and for me, it's more like, I get, not to start a whole new conversation here, but I get scrambled and it's like, and that's how things occur to me. Like, I'm over here, I'm over there, I'm over here, I'm over here. I'm up and down, and then all of a sudden I go, whoa, like, what am I even doing? And then I forgot that thing over there. Like, I'll do that sometimes where I'll go downstairs. Okay. And I need to get, like, cause this is what went in the morning. Like, I don't know about you guys, but I'm human and I've got laundry in my basement that's cleaned and not put away. Sorry. But you go downstairs to the basement and you're going to get, like, say, socks, underwear, and an undershirt. And I throw my clothes in the wrinkle care. Okay. So I'll go down there to get my clothes out of the dryer and I'll forget my socks and underwear downstairs.
I do that too.
But where does that come? That's just not being present. That's just like scrambled, running around.
The pilot's on.
Yeah. And so for me, it's like just slowing down and paying attention to what I'm doing and why and what am I causing? What am I actually up to? Or am I just running around like a fucking maniac and trying to get something done, which I don't know what that actually is.
So that's the takeaway.
Yeah.
I
slow down.
Yeah. And even if you think you're slowing down, slow down a little bit more. Would be my coaching to anybody who says, no, I slow down.
Yeah, I'm pretty chill.
Slow it down a little bit more. Not all the time, but when it's occurring as scattered and fragmented and going too fast.
Slow it down and pay attention to what's important.
Yeah. So.
That's episode 8.
Slow down. We love you lots. Thanks for listening.